cold.
I know, I should have come out here and warmed the car up for you.
Why didn't you? Not that I'm angry. I don't get that joke either.
Yeah.
I'm shivering.
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. You should watch the road. No, pay attention to the road!
It's okay. I drove in L.A. Now I drive like an L.A. driver.
Now I can drive however I want. I drove in L.A. Look at me. I don't have to pay attention to road signs.
I'm just gonna switch four lanes right here.
Boom!
Done.
You can't tell me what these... You can't expect me to stay in the lines. I'm a creative type.
In L.A., a yellow light means turn now.
Having not been in L.A., I'm fairly certain anything means anything.
Yeah.
But,
which one do we need to be in? The middle one?
Just, yeah, middle one.
Okay.
Keep
on cruising through here.
Just keep on... Watch the road! I can't... The window is,
I see that. I'm working on it.
Fogging.
I'm working on it.
I didn't see your car.
Yeah. But, see, if I had an R2 unit, he would do that for me.
Yeah, how inefficient would that be?
When cars start shipping with astromech droids, like, that'll be the greatest day ever.
Sorry, I'm not a big fan of Harry Potter. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, Monty Python. I don't know.
Monty Python!
The only Monty Python I've ever watched is, like, a short clip at the Spam Museum. Where they talk about Spam.
Mm-hmm.
That's my knowledge. And VeggieTales.
They talk about VeggieTales
and Monty Python.
And the whole...
No, actually, I do know
Goblet
something.
Goblet of Fire?
Yeah. Actually, I do know something about Monty Python, because Michael Palin, who was one of the group...
Michael Palin,
no relation to Sarah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He should run for office.
He
would do anything serious. But.
He'd make a fantastic candidate. Mm-hmm. I don't know who you're talking about.
He went on all these trips around the world and made documentaries about them.
About the world?
About his trips and the world. And I watched these in school.
Mm-hmm.
After hours.
So it was extracurricular.
Yeah. It's like extra credit. So he had Around the World in 80 Days, which was his first one, and that was like back in the 80s or something, where he had to travel by land and sea around the world, and he only had 80 days to do it, like in the book.
Like in the book, where they used a hot air balloon to get up to the edge of space and visit the space station.
See, I watched the movie, and it was terrible. The book is way better. Read the book. Don't even bother with the movie.
Which version?
Either of them.
Okay.
Which version
of the book?
The original.
Okay.
They're kind of expensive now, but you know.
Throw the print.
The 200-year-old paper is worth it. The smell.
Oh, yeah, hand copy?
Signed.
By who?
Jules Verne.
Oh. Did he write it?
Yep.
He was the guy who went to the center of the earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He wrote about that too.
I thought so.
There is
and
also. And he was. What's his name? The guy in Tron Legacy met him too. Because there's. The girl in Tron Legacy, what are Korra? She's like
Cortana. I think you're thinking of Halo.
No, Korra. So she's like, Jules Verne is my favorite because there are all these books that Kevin Flynn has, obviously, and his son of Flynn. He's like,
that sounds like another movie.
She's like, do you know him? He's like, oh yeah. She's like, what's he like? And they just kind of look at each other awkwardly. There's a lot of good lines in that movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah,
I turned the fan down.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to be able to hear anything we said before then.
Do we need to recap?
The inaudible podcast. Now!
We talked about Monty Python.
Mm-hmm. And the Goblet of Fire.
And how cold you were.
I was cold.
And we talked about Michael Palin.
And Michael Palin.
Yep.
No relation to Sarah.
He's British. She's not. At least not. I don't think so.
Huh.
Could be.
Huh.
They could be distant cousins.
Huh.
It could be. Then Jules Verne.
Jules Verne!
He's a good writer. I wish I had more time to read his stuff.
Oh, you just need to make time.
I know.
I
need the audiobook. I'm gonna listen to that on the plane.
You should listen to it on the plane.
Yeah.
There, we just solved a ton of problems.
We did.
This has been a very productive
drive.
What, 6 minutes?
6 minutes. Yeah, we got a lot done.
We should drive places.
This is why we read that book about how to be productive.
Oh yeah, all the time. I read it every night. You should commute with me every day.
Just do it together?
Yeah, we should commute together. You can drive to New Ulm.
Okay.
And then I'll drive us to Mankato.
And we'll
drive, I'll drive us back to... I could just drop you off on the way home. And then I'll take your car.
It's kind of
I'll switch to your car the next day because you'll have left it at my house.
Right.
And then I'll switch to my car the next day so we'd get less wear and tear on the cars.
Okay. If you say so.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow morning. What time do you have to be in?
I don't know. I wasn't going to come in tomorrow.
No? Okay.
I was going to sleep in.
Then I will not plan on picking you up.
Okay.
There. You just solved another problem.
Yeah. And I didn't even have to add anything to my calendar.
Nope. Okay,
Did we beat them? No, we just almost. They got there first. They're pulling in right there.
They're pulling in.
They're right ahead of us.
I saw that. Yeah. No, that's not a problem.
That's okay. We were recording a podcast. That slows us down a little bit.
Yeah. No, we had to drive safely. Keep your eyes on the road. Oh my goodness.
We obviously. We obviously got more done than they did.
Yeah, we solved a ton of problems. They probably just made a bunch. Yeah. I don't know who we're talking about anymore. You gonna drop me off?
Yeah, I probably should.
I mean, you don't have to. That's David Ott. Don't be creepy. Okay. You have a sunroof in here, or is it a moonroof? What's the difference?
During the day, it's called a sunroof. At night, it's called a moonroof.
Really?
I'm just going to make a loop here.
You can drop me wherever you want. I'm just going to walk.
No.
I have to walk.
Well, I don't want to make you walk in the cold.
Okay. I mean, it's your show.
Yeah. It is my show.
I'm going to pull the stuff for the other show off of the computer.
Okay.
Before I head home.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, man, this is the time I usually head home. I'm not getting home any earlier tonight. Not that I'm angry.
I actually can't get in the room to retrieve my DVD, so I'll get that Monday. I'm not worried.
What room?
Never mind.
You want a DVD?
I don't need to get it
today. I'll make you one.
I don't want to get out of the car.
Okay. It's your show.
I'll get it Monday.
It's your car. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
All right. See you later.
Bye!